Okay, Resh Samaches of Zion. We're up to the Sugi of Ger Katan, which in Ksuvus Yud Aleph is a tremendous arichus. And we're going to learn the Sif, and then I'll tell you why it becomes a very big tumul in Ksuvus Daf Yud Aleph when we learn it in Yeshiva. But here we're dealing first with Halacha Lamaisa, and we'll see. Now, why I would like that you read the Mechaber without your preconceived bias as to how Ger Katan works. Anybody who remembers learning Ksuvus Yud Aleph remembers that the father and mother come and they're Megayer along with the child. So that's an easy case to sell to people. Because is it right? You take a baby and Megayer him? Yeah, well, both his parents are being Megayer, so you Megayer him along with them. And it's true. But let's learn the Mechaber and see if that's the case that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Sivzayin, Oyde Kechavim Kat, a child under Bar Mitzvah, Im Yesh Loi Av, if he has a father, Yachol Legayer Oisai, the father could be Megayer him. Now it doesn't say the father is being Megayer along with him. It doesn't say that here in Shulchan Aruch. It says that the father has a bailus to be Megayer him. So we'll talk about that, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, but let's call it cotton and gadol. What? Maybe the father's a Jew, but it's not limiting it. It's not saying only if the father's a Jew, right? Goy or Jew, whatever the father might be. The Goy has a father. Blood relatives applied by Goyim. Once he's a Megayer, it's changed. But there, we know that there's an Erava. A guy is not allowed to be a guy and his mother are us in Arayas. They are Arayas, non-marriage Arayas, only blood relative Arayas that applies. So the Mechaber says, and listen to the Lashon, it says, Im yesh lo yav, yochel agay roysay. Im ein lo yav. Interesting. If he has no father, balas gayer, and he's coming on his own to be Megayer. The Shas says, Mashma midaitai, means he's coming, the child is coming on his own. Even though he's a cotton, Taisus said, the Shas says, Oi, imay mivi yasil is gayer, or the mother is begayer him, bezdin begayer naisai. It's very complicated. It sounds like if the father comes alone, you don't need bezd. If the father comes alone, then you begayer the cotton. If he comes with his mother, or he comes without any parent, then we need bezin. Bezin is megayer. Shesusulai bezachan adam shalai befanav. So that's a good question. Don't you need a bezin for any geirus, even a god? So what's the language here? That the language of the Shulchan Aruch is not the lashon of Gemara. It's the lashon of Rambam. It's saying that that if his father comes, we megayer him. His father doesn't come, bezin is megayer him. No, it doesn't necessarily assume it could be the way. What function does the father have that the mother doesn't have? How does a father accept for a son? So it's something of a riddle. The question is what the kavanah of Shulchan Aruch is. Well, if he's a gadol, then his father has no bearing. Then he comes in, he's Megayer. That's what we've been learning till now. What bearing does the father have on a cotton?
And what age is that cotton?
What age? Okay, so we're going to hopefully deal with all of this. So, Rav Moshe,
the question was, is against his will. One the cotton didn't want.
Oh, so the Shas says, what is the cotton he wants? Look at the Taptais, the Shach. Let's see what the Shas says, 1 second. The Shas says, a bal is Gayer, mashma midaitai. Even though the child has no das, we listen to the father. If the child doesn't want, you can't just take them and dunk them and make them into a ger. The child has to be willing. That's what the shach wanted to the Shulchan Aruch. It seems even if the father takes. So the Ramashin, the Grismasha, deals with this. In the earlier generations, the Gedolei Yisrael were reluctant to print tshuvas on Geirus because of the government, which typically did not look favorably upon it. I think I mentioned to you that the Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Hilchas Geirus, Hill calls it Hilchis Geirim Vizman Shebeis Amigdash Hayakayim. Something to that sort. Vizman Hazeh, that we're under the beloved Tsar, that these things don't apply. So thank God we're no longer under the beloved Tsar. And
who wants to be a Jew under the Tsar?
That's a good question. What? More Tsars now? Yeah, okay. So at any rate, the Ramesha has a biur. It's in the first year of day, Tshuva Kufnun Ches. And he explains that you can learn two ways. You could learn, why do you need a Bezdin? The Gemara says, Megayin, I say, Aldaz Bezdin. You could learn, you need a Bezdin, like every Geiris needs a Bezdin. But the Mechaber apparently didn't learn that way, because then there's no difference. Every Geiris needs a Bezdin, period. So Moshe learns, as we mentioned in previous weeks, from the Dagam Ravava, that as Geiris needing a Bezdin, that's only at the Gemar HaGeiris. A Bezdin you need when the Geiris is complete. Here, you need either the father or the Bezdin at the beginning of the Geiris to establish that it's a schus for the child. This whole Geiris is working on Zachin L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav. Now, if Zachin L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav, why do I need a father? Why do I need a Geiris? Just go out in the street, pick up a guy, dunk him, and make him a Jew. The Teretz is, that's not Pashit, that it's a schus. It needs a Shikul Adas. So the father is trusted to make that type of a decision, to make a decision for the child and decide that it's a schus for him. If there is no father, then we need a Bezdin. What is the function of the Bezdin? The function of the Bezdin at the early stage is to establish that what we're doing is a schus for him. Zachin l'Adam, Shalai b'fanav. A katan is always called Shalai b'fanav. And therefore, you need a Bezdin at that point.
So that makes a little more sense if the father is Magayim himself, so you say, and that would bring him in. If he's saying the guy, and he says, he should be.
If the parents are Magayim, then it's understood that it's a schus for the child. The chiddush is, even when the parents are not Magayim, if a father comes and says it's a schus for the child, that's adequate to accept it as a schus. Even if the father's a guy, it's still a schus for him.
But if the father
raises him as a yid, maybe the father will raise him as a yid. The father's saying it's a schus for him. We're talking about a normal father who's interested in the best. What?
He's a
guy, so he's a noite.
He's going to raise his Jewish child.
Yeah, he'll raise his Jewish child. They won't cook for him. They won't. However, we'll do it. That's not our Rasik. Our Rasik is that a father is trusted to say it's a schus for the child. It's not a schus. He says it's not clear it's a schus he'll be raised as a guy. He says maybe it is, but he. So what's the question? There's no question. There's no question. The child wants to be a guy, so he'll be a guy. Then we'll be a guy. The child wants, so then we'll be a guy. Now, what? The child is a will?
Girl.
I don't know any difference. I don't know any difference. The father, you know, there's a rule. Derech ha'av l'rachem, derech ha'im l'nachem. It says, kirachmi ov ala ben. It seems to us mothers have more rachmanis than fathers. But the answer is that the father is merachem. The mother is menachem. And menachem is looking for momentarily satisfy, soothe the child. A father, a responsible father, is looking to make long-term decisions that are in the best interest of the child. Bezdin would have to estimate if his das helps, you know, if you can have a five-year-old. Bezdin has to decide. And it's not a rule that it helps. If the child looks like he's crazy, we're not going to be a guy.
But the other thing, I don't want Gairus.
Even if an adult comes, if Bezdin decides it's not good, we're not Megayer him, certainly a child.
And me,
so the Shah says we don't do it. Does the Shah say for fair? What? The Shah says that, yeah. Now,
if he himself wants to go, it's okay.
Well, we're saying Ema is not enough. It's a very big chiddush. We're saying Aviv is enough, but right. Ema needs Bezin to decide it's a schus. So Ema, we don't give carte blanche that the mother says that we accept that. That's what it seems. That we accept it with the father and not with the mother.
But the father cannot supersede the son's.
That's what it sounds like from the Shach. It sounds like from the Shach. Of whom any rights ain't a gear.
Only if he doesn't say anything.
Now, there's a tremendous nafkamina in this, and it's a real nafkamina in Halacha Lamaisa. Rav Moshe Shiloh, he was asked, was about a geirus of a katan, but there was no bezdin at the mila. There was only a bezdin at the end of the geirus, at the tefillah, and not at the mila. And the question was if that matters or if it doesn't matter, especially we had earlier back in Sif Gimel that it's even Chalukei Deis if a bezdin is ever Ma'akiv in a geirus. Ramesha, based on this whole mahaluch that you need a bezdin be'in av, which apparently was the case there, that he holds that without a bezdin you need a bezdin b'shas geirus. He brings Rabbi Kivega and a ritva that said you need a bezdin b'shas mila from the beginning of the geirus, and Ramesha therefore says that you do need a bezdin. And he explains the Shulchan Aruch this way, that you needed to establish that it's a schus, unless you know otherwise.
In
Ramesh's case, the child was Megayer himself. And Ramesh says that it's not adequate, you have to have a bezdin, bishas maisa, if he's a child. Now, what's interesting is that the Shoyl, the one who wrote the letter to Ramesh, it's clear from Ramesha, he argued what some of you were saying earlier. He argued, and this is some Sefer, although Ramesha doesn't quote him by name, some Sefer writes that at age 13 for Godless is part of Shiur and Halacha L'Mishum Sinai. Now we go, age 13 you're a Godl, before you're 13 you're a Katan, presto, the sun sets, Chassidish Seisek Chavim, and bang, you're a Godl. Till now you couldn't be mighty someone with mitzvahs, and now you could. Till now you weren't mechuyev mitzvahs, now you are. That's shiur halacha of Shem Sinai. The Sefer writes, a chiddush, that if you have a non-Jew, to establish godless for a non-Jew, goes baser das. If he's a bar das, then he has the din of a godless. How much das? Okay, we can argue about it. But lemaisa, if there's das, we know that in Hilchis Nedarim, we have a rule: a 12-year-old, a muflah samach leish, if he has das, he has a din nedarim from a ribei akra. So apparently, he could be under 13 and have das. And therefore, the shayil said to Ramesha that even though the child came without parents, since he's a ben nayach, and a ben nayach doesn't have an age of 13, so therefore the geirus should be a good geirus. That was the argument presented to Ramesha. Ramesha, what? But that also maybe shows some maturity. That could be. Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. That's just a simon of something. So Ramesha, though, in his tshuva, rejects this on three arguments. Ramesha rejects this. He says, first of all, the whole Sam Sefer is a chiddush. He doesn't even mention Sam Sefer by name. So the whole idea that a Ben Noyach is a gadol under 13, it's a chiddush. It's not something that has clear sources. It's a nice chap, so it's known. People hear the vart and it's something you remember. Ramesha says, the halacha, it's not a double pashit that the age of 13 for godless does not apply to Ben Noyach. That's one. Second, what? You should need, oh, that's a good horror. I don't want to mention that, but okay, one second. Let's wait. Number two, Ramesha says, you know, it could be it's under 13. But in your case, the child was 7. And a 7-year-old, even if you say under 13 is good, it's a chiddush to say that a Ben Zayin is already considered to be a bardas. So those are two technical arguments. And Moshe's third argument, listen to this, is, let's say you're right. A Yisrael has to be 13 to be a gadol, and let's say a bender could be 7. But we're talking about Geirus. The minute the Geirus is finished, he's a Ben Yisrael. So to become a Ger, he has to be a gadol. So it might be true that when he's a katan, when he's a Ben Noyach, he has a din of a gadol. But you're turning him into a Yid. So to turn him into a Yid, he has to turn into a Yehudi gadol. He can't turn into a Yehudi katan. So it's just a strange thing. Before the Geirus, he's a guy, he's Mechayev Yisham Mitzvahs at least. And you're a guy, he's a gadol before. And afterwards, presto, he becomes a katan Yisrael. Every Ger is a gadol before, and he's a gadol afterwards. Yeah, quite this, any Ger comes with a but here you need him to be a gadol. So who says you need him to be a gadol as he comes? Maybe you need him to be a gadol after he becomes. Now, if you hold it's only on Zachin, I'm not so sure. Maybe he could decide it's a schos and it should carry over. But anyway, these are Ramesha's three tainus, and therefore Ramesha rejects the argument. So Ramesha says you need a new atafas dambris, you need a new geiris. It's not good enough. Good enough. That's what she did. I don't suppose he means a 7-year-old did it physically on himself. No. But he says that he had somebody do it for him.
So
you need the consent of the parent, or that Beis Din should decide that due to whatever circumstances there are, it's a schus. If Beis Din decides it's a schus, or if the parent declares it's a schus, then it works.
So that means that if the kid wants,
if the child wants, well, it's not so clear. What is clear is if there's no father and the child wants, it's good. The father says no, and the child says yes. Beis Din would have to decide it's a schus, right? There are two ways to establish a schus: the father wants or the Beis Din wants. Well, it's irrelevant. He's just missing the maila of the father saying it's a schus. So, I mean, I think Beis Din would take it into account that he has a father who doesn't want it. Beis Din likely would say it's not a schus just because the father doesn't want it.
But it's the Beis Din is become the parents. If you have parents,
then that the Beis Din decides it's a schus, but not the reverse. Yeah, so if the parents decide it's a schus, so you don't need the Beis Din to decide it's a schus. The question was, if the parents say it's not a schus, if Beis Din feels it is a schus. Okay. The question, if there would be a hechatimsa, if there would be such a thing, would the parents decide it's a schus? Let's say the child's being adopted. The natural parents may not want this. Yeah. Okay. It seems to say, if he has a father, the father decides it's a schus. If he has no father, then the Beis Din decides.
So it seems like if he has a father and he wants to do it, he can't do it.
It's not that clear. It only says it in the positive direction. It says, Yesh le'av yochel ha'gayra, I say. It doesn't say, Yesh le'av yochel ha'akav ha'gayra. It says, Yesh le'av yochel ha'gayra, I say. Ubalis gayer, or imay miyesos gayer. The language, you mean it may loyav, sounds like the father could nix it as well. Maybe you're right. It's not 100% clear, but maybe you're right. Mila? No, you don't need a person. You don't need Aiden for Mila. Right, for Mila you don't need. This is only for Geras. Right.
So if there's no father, then the Yid needs a father,
you
don't need a Bezdin
to Mila. Ramesh is saying you need a Bezdin to decide it's a schus. It has to be clear it's a schus in order to be a Mila Lashem Geras. The Bezdin has to be standing there. The Bezdin can pass it and you go to the other room and do a Mila. Then you don't need a Bezdin at all. Okay, so this is Ramesh's Havana. I don't know if it's pashut this way, if everyone agrees, he brings a ritvan of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that say that seem to go with this mahalach, and that's the only explanation I know of the sif. Now, I mentioned to you in the past that Bez de Matfilin Aisai, the minig is that the Bezim physically puts the child into the water. The three dayanim each puts a hand on the baby and pushes the baby down into the water. The Lashon Gemara is Bezdin Matvilin Oisai. Lashon Shulchan Aruch, not so much. What does it say? Let's say Bezdin Matvilin Oisai. Bezdin Megayrin Oisai. So the meaning is that the Bezdin Matvilin Oisai. So this, I've seen it in practice. I was wondering a makar. So for this, I found in the Mayadim Uzmanim. It's in the Chelek Dalid, Simishin Tazayin, in a footnote. That the reason for the minig that the Bezdin is Matfilin Oisai is because the Tefillah has to be Ladas. The Tefillah has to be L'Shem Geiris. It's not like Tefillah's Kalim. If you're titling a Kali, it doesn't have to be Ladas. If a Kali just falls into a mikveh, it's also a Gedival. But here, the Tefillah has to be L'Shem Geiris. And since a cotton has no Das to be titled himself, so Lashon Gemara is Matfilin Oisai Al Das Bezdin. The Tefillah is done Al Das. The Maisa has to be a Maisa with a L'Shem Geiris, and that's how the Mayadim Uzmanim explains the Minig. He doesn't say it's Makim and not Makim, he says that's the Minig that the Bezdin is physically titled.
If you don't push him down, it's not Al-Das.
If you don't push him down, it's not Al-Das. The Tefillah is done by the one that does the Tefillah.
Can't the Bezdin so, tell the parent?
Probably, the Bezdin can make a Shliach, maybe. Perhaps. I'm just telling you the way the practice is done, so I wanted to find a Makar for it. What? No, the father goes in, holds the baby, if it's a baby, if it's a small child, and the peasant bends down and presses the baby. It's interesting, by tefillah, I don't recall that we make a bracha. It might be totally by tefillah's ger cotton. Maybe totally, and what I'll discuss in a minute, whether the ger is chal then or later.
So should you make it when he becomes 13? How do you look at the whole thing?
So I'm not sure. To my recollection, we don't make a bracha.
But probably.
Stop putting Shulchan Aruch. I know it's the minig, and so I found the Me'adim Uzmanim. You know, that was the end of the line to find a contemporary source that explains the reason. No, I don't know. When I've done it with Rebelski, he had all the dayanim bend down. Everyone puts a hand on the baby and press the baby down into the water. That's the way he's done. By that, you don't need a bezdin because the father is trusted to be Megai. But the spigamar, you need it though. But you always need a bezdin. It's no worse. That basically doesn't have to say it's no worse than the geris of a gadol, which certainly l'chatchila needs a bezdin. That there's no question. But Agav Rav Moshe Dat Shuva writes an Eitzah for adopting parents who want to adopt a child and they don't want to tell the child that he's an adopted child. They want to raise him as a Kilu, he's a regular child, natural child. So Rav Moshe says, you know, you have to tell him, we're going to learn the din of Yechayel Limchais, the second if of Zayin. So Rav Moshe gives the Eitzah to buy him as an Evet Kanani, to have the natural parents sell him as an Evet Kanani, and then you buy him as an Evet Kanani and you Meshacher him, so now he's a Jew Bal Karchai.
How
could
you do
it? Sir Moshe writes, what about Dina the Malchus? Sir Moshe did not write it before Lincoln. So he writes, what about Dina the Malchus? So it's interesting. Moshe writes that even though it's against the law, slavery is not only out of illegal, but out of style. So Moshe writes, that the government only doesn't want slavery because it's not good for the slave. But you explain to them, I'm only selling him in order to free him, in order that he should have loving, adoptive parents. And that it's a tremendous chiddush as a klal in Hilchis Dina de Malchusa. That's enough. If I've explained to them, and they would go for a journey, you know, they would believe in Yiddishkeit. That's a good enough reason to usurp the rules of Dina de Malchusa. It's a tremendous Chiddush.
But
it brings to mind this Gris brings to mind the tshuva I mentioned once from Shlomo Kluger about sales tax on Mechiras Chametz. Why don't you have to pay sales tax on Mechiras Chametz? It's a final sale. You have to pay sales tax when you sell it, and sales when you buy it. So the Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. If the government would understand that we're just doing it as a technicality, as a formality, and not as a typical sale, you wouldn't have to pay sales tax. So Vela, you can do it without the sale tax. Do it? It's not shayach. You have to find a non-Jew willing to marry and willing to marry and be megayer after the marriage. The whole mitzvah is menanimna. According to this. I've never dealt with Hava Mina to a Geris. The Sarah Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to do it and they didn't let him years ago. And they said, Dina Machus, the children of Michas Yitzchak. I don't know if it's Dina Machus. Maybe. I can't hear you. Yeah. Why is given aid? So Rav Moshe Nishke Kedain help. Whenever there was something that's a halacha, they once asked Rav Moshe why his first tshuva and the first igros Moshe has to be that you're allowed to wear a small yarmulke. Like, all right, you're allowed to wear a small yarmulke. You have to print your very first tshuva. They say Rav Moshe said, "Bas kenes tam, ifrech mechashayla." I answered a halacha. You know, it's that's. Well, they asked Rav Moshe, he says, "I don't recommend it." He writes, "I don't recommend it. Not good, he's not interested in being Megayer Goyim anyway, and the whole thing, he's not interested." But he says, if you really want to know, so there's a way to do it. And this is the way, this story of Moshe writes.
I think when it comes to the entire Kamsay,
it's not done. It's Metire, okay. Everybody would like to find an Eitzah for a Mamzer. So the Mishnah in the end of the third parak in Kedushin was a Reb Tarfon says Yochal ani l'tayr. He says I can be mitayr the children of Mamzerim, that the Mamzerim should marry, should get sold as an, they should steal, which anyway you have to understand, and get sold as an eved, and marry a shifcha. No, it goes now. You do not marry a shifcha. Now it said the Mishnah.
No, but the
Mishnah says that he could steal, get sold as an Eved, and then be Ba'al HaShifcha, and have children. So people say, why don't you do Bizman HaZeh? It is said, I don't know if it's Emes, that 50 years ago, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in Switzerland wanted to do it, Lamaisa, and Dayan Weiss wrote him a letter, which is printed in Michas Yitzchak, doesn't say his name, that he shouldn't do it. But, six tshuvas, but it's not practical. You have to find, he would have to date a non-Jewish woman who would agree to become a shifcha and then become a promiyid. The whole mitzias is like mina nimna that something like that would happen. Maybe if he's a multi-millionaire, so find plenty of women that'll be interested, and but she can't be megayel l'shem money. She can't be megayel l'shem. So you have to take her, and she'll be sold as a shifcha, and then she'll be. The whole case is mina nimna. I'm not so sure. I don't think so. I think they were more complicated. So, okay. At any rate, what? I think it's in Kuftan Ches in that shuv in the first year of day. I think so. So. Okay. So we're done with the first part. How do you decide to be Megayirim? Now comes the second part. And I'll try to explain to you what's complicated about it. And we're the second part is the second if of Sezayin. The last two lines: Bein Katan Shegei Rayaviv, Bein Shegiruhu Bezd, Yachalim Chaisim Sheyagdil, Ve'Ein Deinel Ki Yisrael Mumer Elokai VeKachavim. When he turns Bar Mitzvah, whatever Gadol means to him, he could be Meicha. And from then on, he has the din of a guy,
This Mashiach, though, has to be 13, because it's going to be arbitrary.
All right, so whatever it is, but whatever it may be, he's the guyer, he could be Meichad, then he's Isid, and he's a full-fledged guy. Now here, there are two Mahalchim in understanding this whole Geirus. The two Mahalchim depend on the Lomdis of the whole Sugya. What all the Rishayim struggle with, what all the Rishayim struggle with in this Sugya is a Lomdisha question that Taisus asks in Sanhedrin, and Taisus asks, I think, Samaches, and of course in Ksuvah's Daf Yud Aleph, that Zochin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, the whole thing works by a cardinal Zechiyah, but Taisus says, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. Zochin La'adam in Lomdis works, you're a Shliach for the person. By Shlichus for cotton, you can't be a Shliach for a cotton. So how does this whole thing work? That's the issue that complicates everything for all of Rishayim. And the question is how it works. And there are two basic Mahalchim, and the differences are so great that it's almost impossible to do anything without satisfying both opinions. One Mahalach is that when he's a kot, until he turns bar mitzvah, he's not a ger. It's a din derabbanan. The whole thing is a derabbanan. When he's missing one of the crucial elements of geirus, there are three parts to geirus. There's, for a male, there's nila, tvila, and kabbalas mitzvahs. Since the cotton is not capable of kabbalas mitzvahs, so we could do mila and tvila. But he's not a ger gomor until kabbalas mitzvahs. That's Taisus Shita and Sanhedrin Samaches. So that the zachin la'adam that we do to him as cotton, it's only a drabbanan. There's nothing deraisa happening. And if he'll be mekabel mitzvahs when he turns 13, then he'll become a Jew. And a raya, it's not automatic. If he has to do a kabbalah, he has to mekabel. Now, according to this, they bring a raya from Rashi. Rashi in Ksuvis ben Aleph says you megayim al cotton, and he's a ger, and if he touches wine, the wine is not yaya nesach. So everyone says, why is Rashi bringing a nafkamina derabbanan? Why is he bringing a nafkamina that's a derabbanan? Why not say, I'll be a nafkamina deraisa, you have to come up with something, but why not pick a nafkamina deraisa, vishechts, a shchita is a good shchita, or something? So they bring a raya that Rashi means that's only a derabbanan, it's a geris derabbanan. It helps, yeyna is not yayin nesach, but for deraisa, you have to wait until he becomes a gadol, and he's not vaycha. That's the mahalach of possibly Rashi, and certainly Taisus and Sanhedrin. The other Mahalach is the Mahalach of Taisus and Ksubis, the way it's understood by most of the Achrayim and some of the Rishayim, is that Taisus holds, no, you don't need Kabbalah Smitzvahs. Of cotton, you don't need a Kabbalah Smitzvahs because he's like a woman, doesn't need Mila, cotton doesn't need Kabbalah Smitzvahs. Just what? We're saying Zachin La'adam. We're doing Zachin La'adam on an assumption that when he turns Gadol, he'll agree that it's a schus. Because really, we can't decide for him. We can't really decide for him that it's a real schus. So what we do is we do the Geiris on an assumption. We assume that he'll agree it's a schus. Now, if he turns 13 and he agrees it's a schus, he's a Jew back from the time we did the Bris Mila when he was an infant. He's a Jew from then. And if he shechted as a 10-year-old, the Shechitasik Sheira, it would be good. It's only if later he turns 13 and he says, I don't want this. So we say it's a Gloy Milsul Mafreya that it's not a Schus. So now it's a Gloy Milsul Mafreya that we made a mistake. We thought it's a Schus. We did something on an assumption, and that assumption was an error. And in Mela, the Geirus is not a Geirus L'mefreya. So it comes out an extraordinary nafkamina. According to Taisus in Sanhedrin, he's not a Jew until he's Makabel. According to Taisus in Ksubis, he's a Jew, based on an assumption that we make. He could be Meicha. Let's say he lives his whole 120 years, and no one ever tells him that he has an option to opt out. And he dies. Now he's dead. You can't ask him anymore. So what do we do now? So according to Taisus of Sanhedrin, not a Jew. Never was Mekabel Mitzvahs. According to Taisus in subis, he's a Jew, we assume it's a schus. Now, la halacha, there's a raya that we pass him like Tysus and subis from Sifches, which I think is Lashon HaRambam, is it? Chavav? Kapir Shataisus, okay. Chinkos of Arash, Varan. Sifches, Bamedev Armamu Mishalay Noag Minig Yahados Mishahigdil. Avanog Minig Yahados Mishahigdil, Shuv Eni Yachalim Chais. If he became a gadol and he kept on behaving as a Frumiyid, even though, now, it's not clear this means he doesn't know that he has an option. But the stima says Shulchan Aruch is that if he's noig minig yados, that it's good. Now, according to Taisik Subis, you should need a formal Kabbalah mitzvah in front of a bezdin. You should have to sit with a bezdin and do a Taisan Hedrin. I'm sorry. You should need a formal Kabbalah mitzvah. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that that's not required. So it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that we pass him like Taisik Subis, which I think there's a Mashmaya Sarambam that way, that it's an umdina, that it was nichalei, and therefore it's nichalei all the way through.
If he has to decide if he's a Muslim or not, how can he decide at 13? He has to live when he's 20, 22, he's going out. You got to live.
It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. We assume that if he says now it's a schus, it's a glay milsa for. Could be 12 years, 12 and a half years ago, he was an infant. It could be 12 and a half years ago, it was a bigger schus than it is today. And the truth is that the Paiskim all mention that if you're going to wait till he's 18, 19, 20, it's Yitzray Al Bishay, and he's not going to want. You better ask him when he's 13, he'll want. Now, we assume 13 he wants, and if you don't tell him till he's 16 or 17, he doesn't want. You know, and one of the rebbeim once came to me, he told me that his whole class tumbled over it in high school. The Chazal mask him that if you're going to wait till he gets older, that he's not going to want. It's very hard to be a Yid. So the people complain. You know, they said it's hard to be a Yid when you're our age. You know, there are a lot of Yitzharas. So Chazal mask him. You know, sometimes it's hard to be a Yid. But
he has the option, and he continues being a from Yid. That's not enough.
So according to what Shulchan Aruch says, it's enough. They just continues. And that's the way we pass him. But that seems to only fit with Taisus and Subis, but now with Taisus in Sanhedrin, that would seem to hold the truth. There's also a right from Pisrei Tshuva Ches. Let's see Pisrei Tshuva Ches. Pisrei Tshuva says, I am b'sefer tiferes l'may shekasev, dim ha'isa ha'irasa shaloi b'ktusha v'idasa b'ktusha, k'gai shenis gaira o'ivedes k'chavim u'beres, any yachalim chais. We discussed this last time that if he was born after his mother's gerus, so that's called born a yid, and he has certain dinim of yidin. More important, the tshuva some say for reish and gimel. Hella, afilu gamli dasai shalai b'kedusha. Even if he was born a guy, kol shen is gairu imay echad me avaisav. If one of his parents was megayu with him, ain a yachalim chais. The Rif leaves out, he's mishamit the din of Yachalim Chais. Ubahav Shikaldvar Divre Kabbalah Pasakakapanim, Bevia Vaisav, Afil Loinis Gairuimai, Ain Yachalim Chais. The Karlavada Shigamdas a Rabbah Mukain, Ubishukbet Havi Rabbah Paisin, the Paschal, Akapanim is Gairuimai, Ain Yachalim Chais. Let's think about the Lomdis. He's saying that the parents were Magaya with the child. He flashes big names, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Bahag, and they're saying that if the parents were Megayah with him, he can't be Maichay after 30. This is clearly like Taisus and Subis, not like Taisus and Sanhedrin. Taisus and Subis says, when he turns 13, he could say, Glaimel said it wasn't a Schus. So here we're saying, you can't do that. If your parents were Megayah with you, what do you mean it's not a Schus? We'll borrow that it's a Schus for a child. So we don't believe you when you say it's not a Schus. According to Taisus in Sanhedrin, that's not a Geirus until he turns Bar Mitzvah and he's Makabel. So then these words don't make sense. He Lamaisi need a Kabbalah and he refuses to do a Kabbalah. So it seems from here also that he has a din of a Yid, and if he has a din of a Yid, that's that. He writes later that where he is Ma'icha, it's Ma'aka, the Geirus Lamafreya, and any wine that's left over that he touched beforehand is Yahya Nesach, etc. I remember back to this young man in the yeshiva, this ninth grader, who came to me and asked that I make a Bezdin. He wants to formally be Mekabel. His mother was a guy, his father was a Yid, and they were Megayrim yet before he came to the United States. He came from a different country. A very halacha boy. And he said he wants to have a formal Kabbalah in front of a Bezdin. So I did it. I got two others, and we added it. We took his Ksav Geiris, which he had yet from the country he came from. We had on the bottom of Ksav that he was formerly Mekabel Mitzvahs in front of us. And why exactly he wanted it, I don't know. Somebody must have told him this idea that you need, that some old you need a Kabbalah in front of Bezdin. Presumably, that's based on Tesis and Sanhedrin. And so he did a Kabbalah Mitzvahs. What? No, because we go to Shulchan Aruch. They have Nag Minig Yadus. We tell him he has a choice, and he's Nag Minig Yadus, then...
So Nag Minig Yadus, he doesn't know?
No. It means if he knows.
No,
so
he has to know
who's the guy.
Who
is 13 years? Of course we tell him. One person go over and tell him he has to be told.
Isn't it a disfavored practice to adopt a guy? Rav Moshe says not to adopt.
Rav Moshe doesn't recommend it, but you know, people who don't have children, it's a very hard nisayon.
Rav Moshe writes,
we're not looking. Klal Yisrael never looks to vulnerable people. But he's Pasul Kuna anyway. First time the Simon. Okay. No, I don't know. We talked about Kedush Yisrael, not Yichus Yisrael, but I don't know what that means. In Lomdis, you can talk about Halach Lamaisa, there's a Yid or not a Yid. I don't know. Halfway in. Okay, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Yeah. Of what? Yeah, well, Mechanachins, we assume that it'll agree it's a schuss. That's our assumption. Now, here I have a ha'ara, which I didn't see in any of the Paiskim. Maybe someone will find it. We have a rule that when a boy is 13, he's bar mitzvah only for the Rabbanans. We don't rely on Chazaka the Rava to say that he has Shtei Saris only for the Rabbanans, for Dereises. Even if he turns 13, we're not sure he's a gadol. We wait until either somebody has to say Edus, that he has Shtei Saris, or you have to wait till you see that he grows facial hairs, he grows a beard. We don't assume for Dereises that a 13-year-old, there are very few nafkaminas. One is to lay Parsha Zohar, we don't allow. One is to be Maitziu and benching, if you both ate Kadei Sviya. To Maitzi and benching. The most important is Blog Yeshayfer. To be Maitzi, his grandmother in Kiddush, a very Shkiach problem. That grandchildren go to a grandmother lives alone to be Maitzi with Kiddush on Shabbos, which is Dereisa. I tell the grandmothers they should daven Shemen Esrei and be Yitzi Dereisa with Shemen Esrei, and then they can be Yitzi with Kiddush. It's not a double Pashit. And most important, and I've seen this with my own eyes, is writing the letter in a Sefer Torah, to allow a 14-year-old to write a letter in a Sefer Torah. You end up with a puzzle of Sefer Torah, no one will ever catch. It looks normal. And what? Yeah, but they write over it. Ksav gabi ksav. We go put it to the top sav. So it's really an issue that it's not on people's minds, because we assume a 13-year-old is a bar mitzvah boy. For most things, he is. But you really need Shtei Saris. So here, by Agdilu Yechayla Limchais, why are we relying on Chazaka, on this Chazaka, that he has Shtei Saris? L'chayri, it's a mistake. L'chayri should have to check that he has the Shtei Saris, and if not, not. Now, maybe you could answer the following. He's a prima gadim. Prima gadim is an Arachayim Simin Nun Hei. Prima gadim asks, why do you rely on Chazaka? The whole Kol Torah Kulo rely on Chazaka. We have Chazaka, 13-year-old Ashtay Saris. Why aren't we relying on Chazaka? So he writes, the prima gadim writes, Efshel Levurei Bekal. It's easy to check. Efshel Levurei Bekal, you check if he has Ashtay Saris, so he does. So I'm telling you is maybe that you have a cotton, yes to chalitza, or you have a cotton who gave kedushin. You have a cotton. There's an incident that took place. Yeah, he wants to lay parshas off. An incident. So you check if he has shtei sarah, it's a sefshel levurei. But by a ger cotton, what's sefshel levurei? You're going to check him every morning to catch the day that he gets shtei sarah? It's not a one-time incident that you're going to check him. You have to keep on checking him until the shtei sarah. It could take a year, it could take 2 years. Till he gets shtei saris. So maybe the prima gadim is saying, when it's Efshel Levurei Bekal, you don't rely on the chazaka. Perhaps, I'm saying with Derech Efshel, by Ger Cotton, where it's not Efshel Levurei Bekal, so you have to catch the day, you get shtei saris. So maybe here you can rely on the chazaka. Maybe that's why nobody starts up with it. And they say we can rely on the chazaka, especially because we really hold it's a schus. For a child to say it's a schus, so. With Saima Khan. So, right. That's what it says in Sifches, right? It's true. The question is at what point? At what point do we say he's a gadol? We're saying if he was a Maicha, Shuv en Yachalim Chais. We should have to know Yashtei Saris to say Shuv en Yachalim Chais. It could be 13, it could be 14, it could be 15. But so, yeah. Well, Midrabanu, we're chayshish for Mir, Amir Matzu. I don't know if this, right, Midrabanu, we don't rely on, right? We need Mir Matzu. Yeah, but I don't know if this is Mir Matzu either. I have no statistics on it. But I don't know. The question is, when is it right? When is it Chazak? Since Beteva usually is a Chazak.
Maybe it's the Yashtaka.
Maybe you do wait. Maybe you do wait for Shtei Saris. It could be. Could be. So when this ninth grader came, we should have to find out if he has Shtei Saris before we.
You wait till he goes to bed, then you'll
all right.
Sure.
Maybe. So maybe it was wrong.
That's
what?
That.
The
bowl of
the Kabbalah. Yeah, except like Tosfos and Sanhedrin, which shows that it's. We don't pass it really, but if you're coming to be a Chayshish,
you take the Compton's word that he has Shtei Saris?
No.
No.
No. No, you can take the father's word, it says. Give us a call and we'll check you. Sounds good when we sit in the base medrash. You're talking to the child, but somehow not the easiest thing. It's not always, it's not that simple. I don't know. Okay. Okay, Siftes. So this is Ger Cotton. Let's move on to Siftes. He's a guy, he's not interested in being a guyer. He comes in and he wants to have a bris milah, neimaka, neishkin shenayled lai, because of a maka or a boil on his arla, shenayled lai ba, osur li yisrael lachatcha, neishon eskavel a mitzvah. A Jew can't do a milah on a guy if he doesn't mean to be megayer. Lefikach miskavenay kachavin lemilah mitzvah Yisrael amalai say. Funny hilkah lefikach. We say if the guy is miskavin for bris milah l'shem mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah. But stam he goes to a doctor and he says, doctor, cut off my arla. We don't do that. Ramah of a makim shemutal l'rafei sevik kachavin mutar b'chalinyan. In places where you're allowed to heal guyim, it's mutter. So it sounds like it's not a din in Hilchus Bris Milah. It's a din in Hilchus Refuah. Sounds like it's a din in Hilchus Refuah. And here...
Don't the
Moirim
nowadays go to the hospitals and do the practice of Goyim?
Practicing on Goyim we do for ourselves, not for them. But let me tell you, this issue is a very tricky issue. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chavav Amud Beis, that says that one should not... one should not be mal a guy if it's not l'shem mila, and the way Rashi says it means it's also to be merapid them. There's a shach back at Hilchas Bris Mila. In the Tzugat Sechen here in the, who tells you the shach Yutes, Seif Simere Samach Gimel. So there are really two understandings of that Gemara. There's a letter from, as you know, the Ramban was a doctor. And there's a letter from Rabbeinu Yoyna to the Ramban. I first saw it in the Shem HaGdolim of the Chidah has biographies of Gedalei Yisrael. I really saw it there. It's quoted, I've seen it in other places. In his letter, the Rabbeinu Yoyna writes to the Ramban, he calls him Rabbeinu Moshe, Moisev Zaroi Shalamolek. He says, because he delivered babies. Because Rabbeinu Moshe, Moisef, Moilid, Zare Shalom, Shalom, Marbe, Zare Shalom, Alek. That's how we refer to him. It's interesting because the Chidah writes that they were Mechutonim. So maybe that explains it a little bit. But, yeah, I don't know. But Rabbeinu Yoyna, hell, you're not allowed to, the Gemara says, you're not supposed to be a rapper guy. So there are chluki deis on this halacha. The Shita of the Taz, the Reis HaMakimel, and the Levush, is no, it's a din of Mila alone. Mila is a covet for Klal Yisrael, and Shalai Lahosech Herpost on Shalai Vikachon, for Goyim, you don't do Mila. Mila is a Yiddish Azach. Don't go doing Milas for Goyim. That's what he holds. Goy, that's what he mentions. A guy, it says you don't sell tzitzis to a guy, so you shouldn't go impersonate, you know, they go around collecting in the shuls, right? So, Kasha from Yosef. Okay, that was before Mount Tyre, maybe. And that's the Shach, though, the Shach in the other Shalmei Gimel says Rashi, Tosis, and the Rambam don't say that. Rashi says it's a din of Osel Rafaisan. Tosis there says Beskar Mutter. You're allowed to do it for money. In other words, you don't do them favors. But if it's a favor for me, it's mutter. And he says, Chayn noted the Lashon HaRambam. And therefore he holds, Osel HaRafaisam is a din, is a halacha by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that Loi Mailam V'Loi Merid. They fell into a bar, you don't rescue them, and you don't kill them. You don't throw them into a bar, you don't rescue them. So therefore, it's a din of Osel HaRafaisam, Loi Mailam V'Loi Merid. And therefore, it's mutter b'makim eva, it's mutter b'makim yidua l'kabel schar, it's mutter. The Ramah here says, b'makim shemutter l'rafais, mutter b'chalayin. The Ramah clearly holds that this is not a din in bris milah, this is a din in refuah. And therefore, that is the consensus doctors today heal goyim, just like they heal yidin. The makvit to get paid, because otherwise it would be an aver. So, the makvit, what? I don't know. I only saw what I saw. I don't know what the Ramban held. I assume he held either Mishum Eva or Mishum Skar. I'm not sure. I can only guess what he held. What? You know, there are those who argue, maybe it's the Miri, that it's only when they were Avdei Avodah Zarah. Today they're not Avdei Avodah Zarah, so it could be. I mean, at the end of Simin Kuf Nun Vav in Yerideya, it talks about Ma'ilam V'lai Miri. There's a Taz there about killing Goyim, if there's an Isser. It's not something popular to learn, but he talks about V'lai Miri. But there's an interesting Sichsuch regarding the Arabs. The Bnei Keturah, the Yishmaelim. Today it says the Yishmaelim got mixed in with the Bnei Keturah. As you know, the Bnei Keturah are Mochayovin and Mila. And therefore, the Rambam says that Bnei Keturah, the Yishmaelim, are mixed in with the Bnei Keturah. There's a Chiyuv, not a Mitzvah, Chiyuv to be Mal. They have to be Gemalot. That's the Rambam's, whatever age it might be. But so the question is, Bnei Keturah are different perhaps. I don't know. There's a Shagas Aryeh. Very interesting Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh argues with the Rambam. Based, he says two things. He says, first of all, Rashi Shita, I think in Yavamis, is that B'nai Keturah Chayavim B'mila is only the sixth B'nai Keturah. It's not Zara Machareyim. There's no din that to generate. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. But there are Rishayim who are not like that. He says, Rashi holds only the sixth B'nai Keturah. V'zehu, even like the Rambam, the Shagas Aryeh is a bomb of Akasha. There's a Mishnah, it's one of those Mishnahs that appears in two places, at the end of, I think, Nachshirin, and in the Gemara in Kedusha. It's not Taka, it's only a Mishnah in one place. But it says that Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, was sitting, and so-and-so, Ger Amayni, came in, he said, Mani, am I allowed to marry a Jewish woman? So Gmail said, no, Lo Yavi Amayni, Bekal Hashem. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Mutter. So Gamaliel said, I like Siv, Lo Yavi Amayni, Bekal Hashem. To which Rav Yeshua answered, Kvar Bosan Cherev, O Bilbel Kala Umais. That Sacherev already came and was Mevalbel all of the nations. So it says, Gamaliel asked him, it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to bring them back? So he answered, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to bring the Jews back too, and it didn't happen yet. So it hasn't happened. So we paskin, the Rambam himself paskins, that a Ger Mitzri, today an Egyptian guy, that's Megayer, he's Mutter Bakol, you don't have to wait 3 dairies. We don't have a Mayim and Mayav, and we know who they are, Bizman Hazem. But Lamaisa, the Rambam himself says, Bosan Cherem Abilbal Kalo Umais. So Ger Mitzri and a Ger Adaimi and a Ger Mayavi and a Mayni are allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So Shagasari says a Pella. When it comes to B'nai Keturah, he says, no, B'nai Keturah Chayav and Amila. K'var Bas al Cherev, Bilbo Kol Umbais. Who are the B'nai Keturah? We don't know who they are. Shtaka Kash. So therefore the Shagasari argues. He says, first of all, Rashi argues with the Rambam in the first place. Even the Rambam, it's a Stira B'nai Ubei. K'valdika Kash. Noida B'Yehuda, it's actually a letter from the son, but it's a Noida B'Yehuda Tinyana. In the second volume of Noida B'Yehuda, he has a Gevaldige Teretz, Ebenezer Membeis. He has a great Teretz. He says the following. The Gemara says, how do you know you go Basarayv? So Gemara learns it out a few different limudim. You learn it out from a Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone, how do you know it's not a treifa? Gemara's limudim for the go Basarayv. Zok the Noida B'Yehuda. The din Yagobas arrive is only a din by Yidden. It's a din by Yidden. But now Yagobas arrive. It's just a Svara. How do you know Yagobas arrive? It's not a Svara. It's a Xeris HaKasav. That's a din by Yidden. What's the Shail of Amayni Mayavi Mitzri? They're Yidden. They're Megayer. Are they Mutter B'Kol? They're Jews. They were once Mitzri Madayim and Mayavim. But when they're asking a Shail, it means they were Megayer. You're allowed to be Megayer them. Just if they're Megayer them, they're not Mutter B'Kol. They have to marry each other. So what is a shaila of Yidden? You go basarayv, kvar basacher, bilbul kolumis, you go basarayv, you're not a mitzvah. But b'nei keturah, we're talking, they were not megayer. They're still goyim. By goyim, there's no heter to be simachan raiv. And therefore, the b'nei keturah need bris milah. It's a gvaldig eteres, nice view, that's a nice chab. The B'nai Keturah themselves, Achayav and Mila. The Rambam says that, Achayav and Mila. Very good. The Michas Chinuch brings the Rambam, the Shagasari, Noida B'Yehuda. And Michas Chinuch says, Noida B'Yehuda is a Pella. According to Noida B'Yehuda, every guy should be Chayav and Mila, except the American Indians. They should all be Chayav and Mila, because Basa Sarah of Bilbo Kalumais. So B'nai Keturah mixed in with all the nations of the world. So they should all be chayiv, not only B'nai Keturah. He says they should all be chayiv in Bris Milah if you take such an assumption that you don't go bus rides. He says, look at Kash, the Nash Tikal Torah, Rambam, Shagasari, the Hilda, the Hilda. What? What? If it's a mitzvah that they should be gemal, and I'm a chayiv, but you can't ask me to mal, if you tell me you're not supposed to be mal gayim, but I, because also lahasi chayar pasam, but you can't say it about B'nai Keturah. The Rabban Shalom said they should be mal chayar pasam, they should. It's hard to tell me that it's Aser. That's the Taina. So, well, the Michas Chinuch, the Shagasari says you cannot. And the Michas Chinuch has a nice shtadl. Was it a baby taka that they're mowing? So by them, they do Priya, do you know? You don't know if they do. You know if they do. You know if they do Mitzitza B'Peh? Yeah. What?
What they saw in the
Ger? It was a man, Mal, an Arab kid, 30 days. The parents permitted. They hired him. So they do a bismillah, okay. Look, we pass you allowed to do Gayim. Priya Avram was not mitzvah in Priya. But Avram did Priya on his own. So I don't know what Yishmael, I don't know, I have no Shulchan Aruch from the Keturah. I have no idea what they do.
The more outstanding thing, the Pila, 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 the P
they say that the royal family does neither with Jewish Ishmaelim. I don't know. There are all kinds of rumors about it. I don't. Okay, we're up to Sefiotim Yitzhashem next week. Okay.